just a short homily after that long gospel. There are many lessons that Palm Sunday should teach us, but I believe one of the most fundamental is that we are not to be victims or slaves of human respect. On Palm Sunday, the crowd sang in joyful praise of Jesus, the Son of David. A procession in his honor, carrying palms. By Friday of the same week, the Jewish people, whom Christ came as their Messiah and Redeemer, the Jewish people no longer crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David," but "Crucify him, crucify him." A thousand lessons can be learned from what happened between Palm Sunday and Good Friday, but one lesson we all better learn, and that is, we are to want to be accepted only by God. We want to be praised only by God. And the last analysis has deep is our hunger for human love. We must. Otherwise, we will not be followers of a crucified Christ. We must be willing to sacrifice all human affection, all human acceptance, all human admiration, in a word, all human love, rather than not be accepted by or praised by or loved by God. Human beings are fickle. Human beings are changeable. And one of the most important sentences we can tell ourselves: human beings are not dependable. Yet God makes sure that all of us, and the older we are, I look around, I think I'm the chronologically oldest person here in chapel, which means that I should also be the chronologically most experienced person here. Let me tell you, human beings, you cannot, no matter how much you love them, no matter how much you think they love you, they cannot, in the last analysis, be trusted. Took me years to come up with that sentence. And if there is one prayer we should have, it is, "Dear Lord, protect me from becoming a slave of human respect. We should ask our Lord, dear Jesus, you are my God, who became man to teach me everything I need to know. But Lord, teach me especially this one lesson. There is only one mind that I can, in the last analysis, depend on. There's only one heart that I can be always assured loves me. It is your mind, dear Jesus. Give me, I beg you, a mind modeled on yours. Erase from my mind everything except the knowledge of you and your will. And, dear Lord, protect me. Put a guard around my heart. To keep my heart from ever going to any human being unless and only insofar as that human being's love conforms to your love for me. Let me never, dear Jesus, never do anything which is displeasing to you to please anyone, dear Lord, anyone on earth, because only you have a right to my heart. Lord Jesus, Palm Sunday should teach me what is perhaps the hardest lesson in my life to learn. To be willing to sacrifice, surrender every human being on earth rather than, for a moment, surrender my love for you and yours for me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.